This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey, we continue with Republican strategist and CBS consultant Frank Luntz. Frank, you mentioned change, and that was the message that would bring Republicans together. Donald Trump has been talking about what he'll do in his first 100 days. He's been talking about draining the swamp in Washington. Is that what that's all about?
Well, it should have happened weeks or even months ago. I don't understand why he waited this long. And in fact, when you've got 70 million people watching the debates, that's when he should have released his plan for the first 100 days. What Republicans should look at, because there's going to be a lot of recrimination when this election is over, is that the focal point was not on those forgotten Americans that Donald Trump talked about a year ago as he began his candidacy. It's that it's all focused on him, his battles with the women, his battles with the media, his battles with just about everybody. If he had stayed the voice and the vision for those people who've been left behind, this race would be a lot different than it is right now.
You say recriminations. Do you think it's over? You think he's going to lose?
No, I don't think it's over, because if you look at the polling numbers across the country and in those key states, there are enough people that are still undecided. Hillary Clinton, in almost every poll, is below 50%. I don't think she's going to get a majority on Election Day, but it requires a level of discipline that the Trump campaign has not had. This is about the voice of the voters, not the voice of Donald Trump.
Is it the campaign or is it the candidate, you think, where the signal is getting lost?
I think it's both. And in the testing that we do, Donald Trump scores really well when he talks about changing the budget and holding people accountable. But he scores really badly when he starts attacking Hillary Clinton on personal terms, or even goes as far back as Bill Clinton. John, I have never seen a campaign that has less discipline, less focus, less of an effective vision at a time when more Americans are demanding a change in the way their government works. This should have been a slam dunk for the GOP.
Well, I'll tell you, Luntz's perception on this, Scott, is spot on. Of course, Luntz talking over the weekend with John Dickerson on CBS, Face the Nation. But, you know, I agree. I mean, this should have been a slam dunk for Trump. But, you know, I think that, maybe fell victim, as some politicians do, and that is that they get carried away with their own headlines. And, you know, I still maintain that, all this stuff, even down to the point of Hillary being face to face with Donald Trump and taking on Donald Trump, was orchestrated by the Democrats. I mean, they looked over that field of 17 people and said, whoa, these are all, when you think about the candidates that were out there on day one, I mean, you had governors, you got senators, you've got experienced business people, a brilliant doctor. What a lineup of options that was available for the Republican Party. But the Republican people said, look it, we choose Donald Trump. And sadly, because of people's ego, and that's what drives the situation, and the Republicans' ego has been an asset for Clinton, and they've been able to play it in much the same way that we see happening on the world stage with Putin. Putin sees that Barack Obama's ego, he sees right through him, sees exactly what's going on, and he's just allowing Barack Obama to checkmate himself and this country to be checkmated so that they can have their way. And they're having their way right now with what's happening. And at every turn, you look at America, which was our strength before. I mean, forget about peace through strength. I mean, what do you get now with weakness? What's going to happen? Who is going to lead the peaceful march here, for the world? America is missing in action, sadly. But this next president, as I mentioned, they're going to have their hands full, whether it's Hillary or whether it's Donald Trump. And this is some of the things that I believe America has to stop and ponder, whether it considers the Supreme Court nominations or, what's happening domestically with our economy and what's happening with our national security as well and international security. It's up to you, America. Be an informed voter, okay? Bill Martinez live here with you at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's still our goal, but that needs to be our focus, okay? Anything else is noise. It'll take us away from our concerted effort to get this country back on track, and we need to take it seriously. First of all, it starts with realizing that we're on the wrong track, and 7 out of 10 now. I'm surprised it's not 9 out of 10 or not 100%, but this is what entitlements will do. It will blind you to the truth. It's also evidence of political correctness. We've been ignoring the truth for a long time, but at some point, we're going to have to reconcile that. Larry Pratt is with us right now, political analyst and executive director of Gun Owners of America, and we want to talk about the truth and nothing but regarding our Second Amendment right. Larry Pratt, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Be with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Larry, this last debate and also the release of John Podesta's emails revealed the private Hillary. We see the public Hillary. Some have suggested that the private Hillary has come out, but not like in these John Podesta emails, has it?
This is someone who really, it shouldn't be a surprise to those of us who've been paying attention to her career, but the media has not been helpful in that.
Right.
And so, in fact, they're not saying a whole lot about these emails, but it shows someone who is, probably the most clinical term would be amoral. Whatever works, works, and whatever works to get me in office is what we're going to do.
Exactly.
And that's just pretty extraordinary, and it's hard to make her out as a kindly grandmother. She's a grandmother, but I don't know about the kindly part.
Well, and the sad thing about it was with the media checking out the way they have, they're complicit in this whole deal because they sense there's blood in the water, and what they believe, which would be a shock to them, anything short of Hillary getting elected president is going to be an absolute shock to their system because they're so totally, you know, totally sold out on her. They've got her all teed up and they want to make sure they have access to the White House. They got the inside story in much the same way they did with Barack Obama. So the media will serve the majority of Americans no good because of their desire to be close to power.
Very much it's for power. They think she's the ticket. And so they've been kind of in the tank for her. It's something that they might ought to take a step back, deep breath, and try to recall what happened over in England when there was a very similar pattern and the media was beating the tom-tom for England to stay in the common market.
Mm-hmm.
The vote was on an issue called Brexit,
right.
Exit of Britain. And to the well, the polls were saying 3 to 5 point loss for Brexit, and Brexit ended up winning by, I think, 5 or 6 points. It was a complete shock to the establishment because they were believing their own polls. And, well, I think we have to remember is that polls are only somewhat scientific. The big guess, which keeps it from being scientific, is who's going to vote.
Exactly. If the electorate changes outside of its model norms, then you got problems. And that's exactly what happened in Europe. Potentially, that's what could happen here. I mean, we saw the same thing occur with Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. You talk about conservatives. Dick Morris, I think, is still in shock that Romney didn't, Karl Rove doesn't even want to talk about it anymore. They still, you know, see it as an anomaly. But, you know, hey, look, if you misjudge the electorate, which I think this is what's happening here in America as well. You got to look at the prelude to all this stuff and what Donald Trump was able to do in the primaries. Now, the challenge he has, can he keep them interested enough in spite of the deluge of mainstream media propaganda that they have been doing to support Hillary Clinton? That is going to be the challenge for him, not to mention the fact that the Republicans, against Ronald Reagan's advice, find themselves oftentimes shooting in their own tent.
Right. The circular firing squad.
Right.
I think the Trump message that brought him into the forefront was one of a pox on both the Republican and Democrat elite houses. Mm-hmm. And if he continues that, I think no matter what the polls are saying, it's more likely than not that he's going to carry off the election. As long as he can keep reminding people that he's not from central casting, mm-hmm. he's not part of the crowd, then I think he has a pretty good chance of pulling this off, even as the Brexit vote succeeded in spite of the polling in England. Or for that matter, someone reminded me just this morning, last year, that Kentucky had a gubernatorial election. And I went online and looked it up, and the New York Times had a big headline that GOP preparing for loss of Kentucky governorship. Mm-hmm. Well, Matt Bevin's Republican is the governor because he won by a very substantial margin. The polls were very off. And so Bevin was somewhat the same as Trump. Mm-hmm. They're not stylistically the same, but they both were coming at the election as anti-establishment.
Right,
and
exactly.
I think that's something that the pollsters can't factor, don't want to factor, the pundits don't want to factor. But,
they've deluded themselves, and hopefully they do not have the effect that AP did when they called the race early in the primaries heading into the California primary on that final Super Tuesday, when they declared 2 days previous that Hillary was the winner, that they had miscounted. I mean, to me, you talk about invalidating the votes of people and manipulation. I mean, they themselves are of greater guilt. I mean, forget about what they think the Russians have done or what Julian Assange has done
right. In
terms of reporting this, because the dangerous thing, as revealed in the John Podesta email, as far as I'm concerned, regarding our Second Amendment right, is saying that she sees gun control by executive order.
She has said so. She is someone who has said that she looks at the kind of gun control that would be good for America is that which they have in Australia, where they literally confiscated what would amount to in the United States probably half of our guns, mm-hmm. Every pistol in the country, every semi-automatic rifle and shotgun. That's a huge amount of firearms, and they paid you, but you if you didn't bring it in to get your check, whether it was worth it or not, you were a criminal.
Right, and exactly.
You can see pictures to this day online of guns piled up waiting to go through the grinders to be destroyed. That's Hillary Clinton's vision for America.
And that's just the start. We're not even talking about the Supreme Court yet, Larry, are we?
Oh, right. That's with her executive order. Who can even imagine what it would be like with her justices?
Well, Larry, how can people get involved with the Gun Owners of America? Let's plug Gun Owners of America. We got about 5 seconds.
Go to gunowners.org. You can sign up for our free legislative alerts.
There it is. Larry Pratt on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Larry. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates around the world via shortwave, thank you for joining us and joining in on the good fight to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Ashley McGuire is with us. She's a senior fellow with the Catholic Association, writes and speaks widely about religious freedom. She also is the founding editor of AltFem, a web magazine devoted to the exploration of faith and gender. 2011 recipient of the Phillips Foundation Robert Novak Journalism Fellowship, and editor of the Institute for Family Studies blog, a policy fellow with the American Conservative Union Foundation. The problem is, you can probably tell, she's just not working hard enough. You know, Ashley, you gotta get serious about these issues here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Hey, well, thank you so much. I mean, I appreciate your dedication, and so needed right now to balance out the counter narrative that's being put out there by the mainstream media, and particularly when it comes to people of faith. They have been deluded into thinking that somehow they don't have to be involved with what's going on with the elections. And we are at a critical stage. And if people who know better are not bothering to register to vote, and pretty much the same thing, whether it's Catholics or evangelicals, about 50%, and only 50% of those will actually go to the polls because they figure, well, it's already a fait accompli, it's fixed, or whatever, you know, whatever rationale they come up with. But, you know, more than ever, we need to hear the voice of the people, don't we?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm Catholic, and Pope Francis has been somebody who's reminded us repeatedly. I think he's got a quote, something to the effect of, a good Catholic meddles in politics. So we hear all the time from certain types of politicians anyways that you should leave your faith at home, whether it's when you're going to the workplace or the voting booth. And it's actually completely the opposite, that actually your faith should inform the way that you vote. And we should be really holding our politicians accountable, because ultimately they're responsible for protecting our religious liberty.
Exactly. Well, I regard myself as a Catholic, born and raised as well. And for me, Catholicism isn't something that I can just leave behind. It was a lifestyle choice that, you know, dictates my worldview. It dictates the way I treat people, the way I work at work. I don't know how to bifurcate myself from my faith.
I don't think you're alone. And I think there's this increasing concept that religion is something that only happens at church, mm-hmm. Or on Sundays, or on Saturdays if you're Jewish, or on Fridays if you're Muslim. But it's absolutely, again, the opposite, that faith is something that permeates every part of your life. And it has all sorts of different external implications. It connects directly to free speech. It connects to, you know, are we ethical in the workplace? All different sorts of things. And so when you hear these negative things about religion, I think for people like you and I, who are people who love our faith, practice our faith, that's really offensive, because for us, the opposite is true, and it's a positive force for good in our lives and in society.
Well, let's rewind to the founding of this country. Why did our founders come here? You know, why did they come here in the first place? You know, to avoid tyrannical government, to avoid, you know, religious persecution. And they said, look at God, you know, with the Magna Carta, if you will give us this opportunity, we will honor you. And that was the covenant that was struck with God and our founding fathers. Let's go back, not the political force, but the founding, the initial seeds that were deposited into this country with the, you know, with the pilgrims that came across in the Mayflower.
No, absolutely. This is a country whose uniqueness is found in our foundational commitment to religious liberty. And again, this notion that religion is not something bad, that it's something good and that it cannot be suppressed. And really this idea of conscience rights. The founders had this totally radical concept of conscience rights that was totally new for its time, which was that your mind is, you know, Madison and Hamilton and Jefferson all wrote about how your mind is like your own property.
Exactly.
And that it's sacred, and that, you know, it's unique in that you can be physically coerced into doing just about anything, but your mind cannot be coerced. And there's something sacrosanct about man's conscience, which is ultimately the religious domain of himself.
I'll tell you what, you take conscience out and America still is dealing with slavery.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, when you think about it, right? I mean, without conscience, we don't deal with this issue. You know, William Wilberforce is just, you know, he's just a distant echo. What he had to say and share with us and urge us on was totally irrelevant. What Martin Luther King talked about, it doesn't matter. You know, without conscience being sacrosanct. And then, meanwhile, you have people who maybe approach their faith in a very casual manner, making the statements that were captured in the in these emails about Catholics, which was very insulting. And I'm glad that Cardinal Dolan, you know, confronted Hillary about that, and basically, you know, in a nice way, demanded an apology.
Absolutely. There's so much at stake right now. And I think in some ways the emails were sort of, they should be viewed as a gift to people of faith. Mm-hmm. Because what it was a preview, a look inside as to how a Clinton and Kane administration would view people of faith and treat people of faith. And we're living in a time where people and courts are seriously considering, for example, should Catholic doctors be, you know, talk about conscience rights. Should Catholic doctors be forced to perform abortions? Should Christian pharmacists be forced to dispense drugs, life-ending drugs? We have a wave of assisted suicide bills sweeping the country. What are the implications of that? What about teachers? Will they have the right to teach their basic religious beliefs without being put in jail? Will Little Sisters of the Poor be forced to give their employees drugs that violate their most deeply held beliefs? And so I think if you're a voter of faith, not just a Catholic, and those emails were about Christians more broadly.
Exactly.
So if you are a Christian, but just even anybody who values your faith in this country, you just got a taste of how you will be treated for the next 4 years under that administration. And it should be a major, major wake-up call to people.
And to your point, when it comes to faith, the Bible is real clear, is that we need to check the fruit. Yeah, and that is not being judgmental. It's just looking at it from a consistent value. Is Hillary Clinton's value, are they consistent? Is the fruit that is on her spiritual tree, is it consistent with someone who is connected to Christ? Tim Kaine the same way. And what you see, just even from a platform and one that she supports, I mean, you know, she speaks very highly of Margaret Sanger, a eugenicist who believed in abortion, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, that purposely put her abortion clinics in the poorest areas that would be targeted specifically for Black America. Connect the dots, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is what happens. Just because somebody says they're a Catholic or a Christian, we have every right, the Bible says, to look for validation. And I don't see the validation there. I'm sorry.
Well, and what I think is most telling was their response to the emails. I think we're all still waiting for an apology from anybody. Mm-hmm. Nothing from Hillary Clinton, nothing from Tim Kaine, who has made a big point of talking about how important his Catholic faith is throughout this election. Nothing from any of the implicated people involved, except one really defensive statement from the guy who worked at the think tank who was also involved in the emails. But nothing from the people who are going to be in power. So I think that shows that they don't even feel that they owe it to people of faith an apology after insulting them in the most flagrant and really ignorant of ways. I mean, what was very telling about those emails was the ignorance about Christians and Catholics, this idea that we're backwards. I mean, you look around, talk about backwards. The Catholic Church pioneered our modern education, healthcare, and charitable system. It's the largest provider of all of those services to the poor, non-governmental, in this country. So don't tell us about backwards. The Christians are the ones who have been teaching the rest of the culture and the world how to put others.
Exactly. Well, Ashley, we got to leave it there. Ashley McGuire on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because You both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stool, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
I'll tell you, truth is thrown around in such a casual way. Some people question and say, you know, why does it matter? But right there, just in that simple song, it matters because it glorifies God. And anything that glorifies God is good for us, ladies and gentlemen. And when you think about America being off track, where 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track, I mean, that's a disaster. I mean, look what is happening. You know, it is happening right before our eyes. This implicates not only our direct lives, but our children and grandchildren. You know, and in the Old Testament, you read at times where, you know, a judgment would come down on a particular king. And God would say, it's not going to happen in your lifetime, but it'll happen in your children's lifetime. And often, you know, when I hear that, it shudders me because I think, wow. Okay, you got away with it, but the trajectory of your choice and decision that you made will affect your children and your grandchildren. It grieves me to think of that. And I think about where America is right now, and we might be okay. We might be okay right now with Putin doing what he's doing and China doing what they're doing. But what are our children, what are our grandchildren going to do? This is why the voice of truth, this is why truth matters. Dr. Peter Loback is with us. He's president and professor of historical theology and church history at Westminster Theological Seminary. He also serves as the president of the Providence Forum and senior editor of the new Unio Cum Christo, an international journal of Reformed theology and life. The last time that Dr. Loback and I spoke together on the radio, it was about his book, George Washington's Sacred Fire. Dr. Loback, good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for the honor to be with you and all your listeners today.
I'll tell you, it is our honor to have you here. I appreciate your commitment to faith in the public square, to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and being a being a bright light, you know, to those of us in a darkening world. We need you, and I appreciate you being there. I wanted to talk particularly about you got a group of leading Christian thinkers together here a couple of weeks back to discuss faith in the public square. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, I am becoming more and more convinced, as we are living in a what's called a postmodern and a used to be a post-Christian culture, it's becoming rapidly an anti-Christian culture. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing from the highest levels of government, from the executive branch, the judicial branch, and even decisions of our legislature, movements to undermine and attack what were formerly conscientious, protected beliefs by the First Amendment in America. And so, in a nonpartisan way, we believed it was important to bring people together interconfessionally between different convictions within the Christian denominational life on how do we stand together in a world where our values and our beliefs are no longer seen as value added to the culture, but perhaps something that the culture wants to attack and destroy. It's very different in the American experience. It's not unusual for the broader world, but it is different for us. And so that's why we brought folks together to begin what we hope will be an ongoing learning experience that will help shape theological education and will also help leaders in the church, both in the pulpit and in the pew, to address a gathering storm against Christian belief.
And probably clarify some lack of conviction about what they can and cannot say, fearful that some of their rights as a religious institution may be compromised and under fire, that they could lose some sort of tax exemption, you know, that sort of thing. I'm sure that probably came up in the conversation as well, did it not?
Well, let's put it this way: we're aware that there are a number of directions where the developments from government and from the executive branch in particular are going to fall upon institutions that have a historic Christian worldview. Obviously, tax exemption is one, but an institution that has hitherto been able to receive for its students loans from the government for higher education. We already have seen this in the state of California, that Christian schools are being crushed by the decisions of the legislature to take away their right to get normal just student loans to go to school because their values as a government are not embraced in the sexual agenda at the school from a Christian perspective. So loans, international visas may be impacted. Will the government permit students to study in America at an institution that holds to beliefs that have been part of the Christian tradition for two millennia but are now suddenly viewed as unacceptable and hate speech because by their new standards and norms? All those sorts of things are becoming more and more a reality. And we don't know where it will all go, but clearly all it takes is one or two Supreme Court decisions to change interpretations, and this will become the course of power of the state addressing things that have been hitherto totally appropriate and based upon historic confessional beliefs of Christians.
Kind of ironic when you consider the birth of this nation, the great American experiment, the founding fathers' commitment to faith. Time and again you read in their early writings from George Washington to Thomas Jefferson the acknowledgement of the providential hand of God on the founding of this country and what we have become known for, the great advancements in society, not only here in America, but around the world. And we have a president who's quick to defend the investment and the findings and contribution to culture of the Muslim faith. But, his words towards the Christian faith is that we're no longer a Christian nation.
Well, whatever the president may or may not have said and whatever his agenda may be, the historic facts are that at least as recently as the Supreme Court in the Holy Trinity case back at the end of the beginning and end of the 19th and 20th century said, we are a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. Now, that was true. Now, it has been attacked and undermined and changed for the past century plus. But the question is, are we going to let our legacy and our right to participate in the public square be denied by those that are opposed? They say we're interlopers, and we need to continually remind them the public square was created by Christians so that there would be respect for different viewpoints. And that's the kind of discussion that requires us to be engaged in the process and not retreat. I often say it's very important that we just don't retreat into the catacombs, but instead we stand up in the public square and use our great ability to communicate the historical and biblical and cultural wisdom that we have been bequeathed by our forebears.
And this is a good reason for why Christians of every lifestyle, Catholics included, why we need to engage the culture and starting right now because of this critical election that we're in. They need to register to vote. They need to actually go out and vote, because so often, Dr. Littleback, we hear of this information, the statistics come out that say about 50% of Christians will bother to register to vote, and only 50% will actually get up and vote. Some say it's because the pastors in the local churches are not encouraging the faithful to go out and vote.
Yes, I think there's a great concern that we have abdicated our responsibilities that Christ has given to us. When Jesus was given the question, is it lawful to pay taxes unto Caesar? And you remember, he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, unto God the things that are God. So just as we have a concern to do God's will includes, as Christ taught us, to be involved in our government in a legitimate way. And one of the greatest ways in a republican form of democracy is to cast a vote for someone who you believe is best for your country. I believe voting is a sacred responsibility warranted and obliged by the teaching of Jesus.
Well, Dr. Littleback, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on hosting this. It seems to me that this is the beginning of many things yet to come in bringing these leading Christian thinkers into the public square and to bring it and highlight it where it needs to be.
Well, we hope that's the case, and thank you for your encouragement.
And where can they go if they would like more information? Is there a website?
Well, I think the best way is just to come to the Westminster Seminary website. Look us up online and you'll find information about our...
Less taxes. Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime. Die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. What a day. It was really an honor to talk with Dr. Peter Lilleback again. As I said, not since George Washington's Sacred Fire, when we talked about that, with what he spearheaded in bringing leading Christians together to talk about faith in the public square. That's where it all began, where people would, talk. It's about ironing iron, sharpening iron. And this is what we do. You talk about the truth, but you stay focused on it as opposed to just being a bunch of theoreticians in a room locked away somewhere, just talking about what could have and not having any kind of sober counterpoint. This is what I appreciate about our faith, whether it's Catholicism or Christianity, is that when you come together, it is a powerful experience because the focus is not on us individually. It is the focus on the culture. What is happening? What are we leaving to our kids and our grandkids? And so to have these leading Christian thinkers together to talk in a public square sort of environment, this is what needs to happen all across this country. 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track, but we're not having the conversation. And God forbid you, and I say this with all due respect and calling it for what it is. On the left, sadly, they have marginalized anybody that doesn't agree with them. Well, that's not the conversation that needs to be had. We want people to talk that do not necessarily see it the way we do, because that's how it gets better. We work it through. And the process of that is it can be wearing, and it can be a challenge to get through it. And this is why some on the left want to expedite the process. As Bill Maher used to say in the early days of Barack Obama, hey, you're president, you're king, just go make it happen. Well, he found out about it the second time around in his second administration. As he said, he had a pen and a cell phone. So executive orders started coming our way, making some major major decisions because, you know, he looked at it this way. You elected me not once but twice, so you must believe that I have all the goods and that single-handedly I can circumvent the Constitution to get what is in your best interest. But yet, all the way down the line, I say, are we really better off? Unemployment rate is skyrocketed. Forget about what the government would tell us. That number is not a real number. You know it as well as I do. And who knows, knowing the way they count things, if you got three jobs, now you count as three people. Well, you have three jobs because you got to survive. Because of Obamacare, you don't have a full-time job that says you qualify for health care on the job anymore. So many people that I've spoken to said, hey, it wasn't that long ago that my job provided health care. Now they don't, and thank God I'm healthy, but I'm thinking what's going to happen to me 10, 15, 20 years down the road, or God forbid something of a catastrophic nature occurs, what am I going to be faced with? And, of course, that's as it sits today. Come November 1, you're going to hear a scream all across this country, and the big scream is already being realized in part because people are getting an idea of what's going to happen with their premiums. They're skyrocketing. They're going up as high as 62, 63%, which is absolutely ungodly. But, you know, this is the America that we have today, ladies and gentlemen, because of, and I hate the term, but sometimes you have to reconcile it and go along with it, you know, because of the low information voter. You know, America has been dumbed down in the classroom. We've been dumbed down in the culture. We're told what we're to think. If you don't think the way they say that you're supposed to think, you know, you got attorney generals coming at you. You've got the IRS coming at you. They're going to learn you. You know, and really, this is modern day slavery in the 21st century America. Who would have thought that we'd have come full circle? But this is what happens in the table of nations that you read in the book of Judges time and again. Prosperity with prosperity brings ego, and with ego brings some bad decisions. And it elevates humanity to the point that they see themselves as God. And God says, okay, you're your God. I'll let you have at it. Get to be your God. Go figure it out. And then what happens shortly, because they start making bad choices, they end up becoming enslaved. They cry out to God, God being faithful and the loving God that he is, hears the cries of the people, sends a leader, gets them back on track. And, you know, things start to go well. Until they go too well and people, again, see things according to their own eyes. And this is what we've done here in America. We've jettisoned God, as we were talking with Dr. Littleback. We jettisoned God, said, okay, we'll take it from here. We can make it happen. And how's that working for you? I mean, many people would look at what's happening in America as judgment. And this is a preamble. This is not the full judgment. These are all warning signs that have happened. The fact that we see ourselves as on the wrong track. The fact that we see our domestic security challenged, our national security challenged. Countries that we were able to hold off at bay and keep them in a proper position have now, they're painting outside the lines, ladies and gentlemen. And what do we got to do? You know, it's like that old Pennzoil commercial that Arnie Palmer used to talk about. You can pay me now or pay me later. The implication was that if we paid it now, it was, you know, yes, it was going to cost us some money, but in the long run would be cheaper. Well, the fact of the matter is America refused to pay. We didn't want to pay now. We deferred it. We kicked it down the road. We kicked the proverbial can down the road. And what do we have? We're $20 trillion in debt. We're on the brink of war. Some would say we're already in World War III. And how unprepared are we? This is worse than what happened after 9/11 when Bill Clinton, you know, did so well and led us to believe that everything was so positive and that we had this, we had all this extra money. Well, we had all this extra money because we blighted the military. Well, guess what happened? A year later, you needed the military and we sent them over there with pea shooters and equipment that you would not want your son and daughter to be subjected to. But we sent the best of America over there. In the Middle East to help Iraq and to help Afghanistan. And we tied their hands behind their back because of poor leadership. And leadership starts with us, America. It starts with us. If we have no conscience, if we're just going to be so busy about being busy and so involved with the things of the culture that really matter so little and not the eternal things, we miss the point. We're disfocused. And there are plenty of people to take advantage of it. You know, the elites of this world and the elites of our world have taken full advantage because we said, okay, you got the keys to the car, go ahead. And they've run us into a ditch time and time again without any accountability, no responsibility whatsoever. And we say it's all okay. And where is the outrage? Where's the outrage? I mean, these emails that have come out, you know, we just want to be upset with the Russians for that. You know, with what happened with Planned Parenthood, with them selling baby parts, we're going to be upset with David Dalyden because he had the courage to go out there and film these people and catch them in their act. We're going to be upset with them. We're going to be upset with James O'Keefe because he caught these Democratic operatives saying, hey, we're messing around with the election. We're manipulating things. Jonathan Gruber talking about the whole scam that the American people were so stupid. Jonathan Gruber, this is, you know, one of the president's men, you know, says the American people are so stupid that, you know, we needed to give it to them. We needed to make it look this way. We knew what we were doing. We knew that we were putting the country on a trajectory of a single-payer system, something they flat out did not want and told Hillary Clinton back in the 90s they did not want it. And yet, you know, they keep on trying. This is what progressives do. They just keep on pushing. They keep moving the ball forward until here you are. In 2016, we're looking at a healthcare system that's absolutely unraveled, and we may surrender. We may surrender. People throw their arms up and just say, okay, I'll pay single payer. I'll do this. But I'm telling you, the fight is worth fighting. The beliefs that our founding fathers had believed in are still valid today. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. We just need to right the paradigm. We, you know, the pyramid has been turned upside down to where it's about the elites. It's always about we the people. The elites, we need to put in their proper place. The elites are going to be around. It's just humanity, okay? This is going to be there. But if we do not restrain them, if we do not exercise our constitutional rights, they will run away with it. And that's what they've been doing and starting to do. And let me tell you, the America that we have today is not what we grew up with. It is not our father's America. This is a very, very dangerous America that we are on the brink of deciding what we're going to do. It is at that brink. We will either have to realize, as I said earlier, that like the law of gravity, go up on the roof and fall down off the roof and realize the law of gravity is a good thing. And when you violate, you pay the consequences. And this may be where it is, because the fact of the matter is today, America, we are paying for the choices that we've made. We are realizing the fruits of our labor and our non-labor. You know, we created this. And the good news is that we can uncreate it. We can get it back on track. But it's going to take courageous people. It's going to take people who, think outside of themselves, that it's not about them. It's about we, the people, you know, like our founding fathers. But, we're down the road, and the difference from where we are and the difference where we need to be, there's going to be some pain. We're going to have to endure some pain because of this. And the pain is going to come in many, many different ways, not only personal, but pain that we see around us, you know, from our neighbors and people that have been subjected to this big lie that's been thrust upon America. I'll tell you, there's a price to pay for truth, but I find time and time again, when we're willing to pay that price, it will go well, and it will go better, and we will get this country back on track. But it requires all of us, as much as possible, all of us, to be on deck and to fight this good fight. Well, that is a wrap for us, Bill Martinez. We will see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network. Have yourself a blessed day, America.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-845-7400 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-845-7400 or visit reverie.com. That's 877-845-7400 or reverie.com.
How confident